So we're going to be talking about weird fines that you can get from different states, and also romantic comedies. There's an article about romantic comedies, and we just thought we'd jump into that a little bit too. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And there you go. All right. So here's what we've been talking about here. This romantic comedy is that romantic comedies are having a moment. Can it last? Until very recently, it felt like romantic comedies, at least the big budget Hollywood kind, finally might have died. The culprits blamed for the genre's decline range from the death of mid-budget movies to the genre's reputation for being unserious to Katherine Heigl. But this summer, they came roaring back, specifically thanks to three movies that made waves with audiences. The big screen hit, Crazy Rich Asians, and the Netflix sensations Set It Up and To All the Boys I've Loved Before. All three hewed to romantic comedy conventions, but with a twist, and suddenly it feels like rom-coms are back. Vox's culture writers love a good romantic comedy. So to celebrate the burgeoning rom-com renaissance, we sat down to discuss the limits of the possibility of the genre, the hang-ups that hold it back, and how rom-coms can be more inclusive, and what and who we'd like to see from rom-coms in the future. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I like a good rom-com. I don't like a lot of the Katherine Heigl stuff or the Kate Hudson movies. But there's some really good romantic comedies. The first one that popped into my mind came out last summer, and that was The Big Sick, which I thought was one of last year's best movies. Really wonderful movie, and very funny, and lovely, and really well acted, beautifully written, personal, obviously, because it's based on the relationship that is explored in the movie. But that one's like, that was the first one that popped into my head as like being really, really good. Dan, do you have any romantic comedies that pop up?
Yeah, my favorite is a movie called Definitely Maybe that came out a few years ago, and stars Ryan Reynolds, and he tells a story of how his daughter, there's three potential women who could be her mother in this story, and how he kind of loved them each. And one of the things they mentioned in the article, one of the great things about rom-coms is that it should just be fun and just be sweet and kind, and that movie is just full of things. You know, relationships don't work out, there's problems, but like there's a sweetness and respect to each one of the three, and it's a good story, and it's funny, and it pays, gives the tropes their credit, but does it in a new and interesting way.
Yeah. Okay. Esmeralda, do you like romantic comedies?
Yeah. I would say one of my favorites is probably Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yeah, the first one is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't crazy about the second one, but the first one's really good.
I don't think I've seen it the whole way through.
Yeah, she's actually, there's three of them.
Yeah, there's one, she's pregnant, I think.
Yeah, I totally forgot about the third one. Yeah, I totally forgot about the third one. So, yeah, I think Renee Zellweger is terrific in the first one. It's a really good performance. So, all right, we're talking romantic comedies and some of the reasons why they're coming back. And this Crazy Rich Asians movie, man, it is smoking at the box office. So, all right, we'll take a quick break, and we got the news coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. That's one artist, two songs. Paul requested Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles. So there you go. Welcome back, everyone. It is Tuesday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to call or text. 312-981-7200. Romantic comedies are having a moment. This is what we're hearing. And they're all over the place, and you know, some of them are good, some of them aren't. So I would fully admit that. But this right now, Crazy Rich Asians is really, really, really the movie of the hour, and it is just killing at the box office. And so that's a romantic comedy. So we were talking about romantic comedy, and a bunch of writers at Vox Culture. They talked about the rom-com, and what makes a good one, what makes a bad one. So I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking some of the older movies that definitely would fall under the rom-com. I mean, I know a lot of people think rom-com and they immediately think, you know, modern day Julia Roberts, that kind of stuff. But if you go way back, and like one of my favorite movies of all time is His Girl Friday, and that's a romantic comedy. Cary Grant, Rosalind Russell, one of the greatest movies ever made. And speaking of Cary Grant and Katherine Hepburn, Philadelphia Story, which I screened last year with Jimmy Stewart. I screened last year at my just this past year in February. I screened it at my film club, and that is a classic romantic comedy. So the history of romantic comedies goes way, 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 way back. A lot of people, though, when you think of the modern rom-coms, you think of, you know, the Kate Hudson stuff and the, you know what, Kate Hudson made How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, right? That was Kate Hudson, right? And my main man.
That's right.
And he also was in Fool's Gold with her. They've made two, right, together?
I believe so, yeah.
Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey. But she's been in a bunch of other ones, right? Like, what was the one where they're getting married and they, two women, I can't remember. I think it was Kate Hudson and somebody else.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway. Yeah. Is that the
Bride
one where
Wars.
They colored each other's hair or something, like right before the wedding? Like her hair turns blue? Yeah.
Yeah, Bride Wars.
Yeah, not good. Not good. What about, Kate Hudson was in like a ton of them though, right? Remember when Kate Hudson had us fooled? Remember when Almost Famous came out and it was like, oh, this girl's awesome. And then like, but a year later, it's like, what? She's fantastic in Almost Famous. So, all right. We've got some other ones that are out there. You guys, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So I mentioned The Big Sick, and then there was Home Again. This is Reese Witherspoon. She was another one. She's been in a few, right? Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, I think that list has three or four of them on there from her.
She is Home Again, which is her latest disappointment. It was packed with humor and real mom jokes. Home Again is the story of a newly separated famous director's daughter, Alice, who takes in three aspiring filmmakers alongside her two young children as a romance blossoms with one gentleman. Her husband makes a visit to the LA home, and an entertaining triangle ensues. You know, I never saw that movie, Home Again, but I will say this. I found it refreshing that, the trailer had a Yes song in it. I would never expect. And I'm talking like Yes from the 70s. Yes. That was quite surprising. I did not, you know, when I remember when I saw the trailer for it, I'm like, wow, this is a modern day Reese Witherspoon, wacky romantic comedy. And there's a Yes song in the trailer. That's pretty cool. Here's one literally right before Aaron. This one never got released here in the city, in Chicago. In this movie, the golden rule of relationships, timing is everything. Adam, played by Justin Long, feels a stab in the heart when he finds out that his ex, Allison, played by Colby Smulders, has invited him to her wedding, and he makes his way home for the big day. He has to work through feelings he never quite went away, while also playing along with everyone else that she's truly happy. I saw the trailer for it. But, yeah. So, would the, what would it be? Like, if from the 80s and the early 90s, it's all Meg Ryan? Isn't she like, wasn't Meg Ryan like the queen of romantic comedies?
Yeah. I think 80s would have been Ringwald. With all the John Hughes stuff, and then
okay.
90s would have been Meg.
Because 89 was when Harry Met Sally came out.
Right.
And then, like, you've got, what was she? You Got Mail?
You've Got Mail, which the last one, Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle, yeah, that's right. I actually like You've Got Mail.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah, I can't stand Sleepless in Seattle, and I don't like When Harry Met Sally. But I actually liked You've Got Mail. I was surprised that I enjoyed it.
What were your issues with Sleepless in Seattle?
I've only seen it once, and I remember not liking the kid. The kid drove me nuts. Tom Hanks' kid. I also thought it was not accurate in terms of what our job is. the radio thing. And I just didn't care. I like Tom Hanks, very likable guy. So is Meg Ryan. She's likable, but it just didn't work for me at all. It just, it was like rehashed stuff. Esmeralda, did you like any of those movies?
I never saw Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah. I did like You've Got Mail. Yeah. It was cute.
I did too. And it's a remake of an older movie called The Shop Around the Corner. But it's a little dated, You've Got Mail. I'm the only person that still has AOL. So I hear that every once in a while. Whenever I check my email, I hear, the classic You've Got Mail. You remember years ago, Dan, that they had celebrities record the You've Got Mail thing?
No.
And this was like, I want to say that early 90s or mid 90s, late 90s at the most, where it would be like they would have like for one day, they would have a celebrity voice say You've Got Mail. And I remember the best one was Mick Jagger, because he instead of saying You Got Mail, he says, You've got some letters. But they had different celebrities every day. I don't know how long this went on, but yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. They should do that again. Well, no one subscribes to AOL except me. All right. So, When Harry Met Sally, the, can men and women ever truly be friends? That's the question in this rom-com by rom-com queen Nora Ephron, and that's what they attempt to answer. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal's chemistry is indisputable, and with locations including Central Park in the Fall, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and famously A Table at Katz's Delicatessen, the film also feels like a love letter to New York City. And that's, of course, Rob Reiner's mom, who has, the classic line that everybody remembers from Sleepless in Seattle, which is, I'll have what she's having. That's Rob Reiner's mom who says that. So, and by the way, Katz's Deli is the best deli in the world. Just wanted to let everybody know that. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. My type, 708 area code says, my type of rom-com is an action romantic comedy. So like Bird on a Wire, Romancing the Stone, and Jewel of the Nile. Love Romancing the Stone. Love that movie. Directed by the great Robert Zemeckis. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but a week from tonight, I'm showing Back to the Future Part 3.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movie Co. $10 to get in. Parking is free. Next Tuesday night, the 11th. Starts at 8. Get there at 7. Have some food. I'll introduce the movie at 8, and we'll watch it together. And then I'll talk about it afterwards. But that's this closes up our Zemeckis Fest. We did a summer-long tribute to Robert Zemeckis, who is one of my favorite filmmakers alive. And we showed some of his great movies. So there you go. 815 area code says, she's just not into you. It features a lot of actors who were new at the time and now have good careers. Corny, but I thought it had a lesson to be learned. Forgetting Sarah Marshall's my favorite ever in that category. That was your first date, right, with Eileen?
Yep, that was our first date.
Yeah, I could have done without the aggressively naked Jason Segel.
I had seen it before, and I had forgotten that part.
How could you forget that part?
and it dawned on me like a minute in,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, well, if she's got a problem with it, we'll know ahead of time. Right. So,
it was fine though, right?
Yeah. She liked the movie.
Yeah. 815 area code says, hey, Nick, how about Return to Me for a rom-com? A lot of people really love that movie. That's, why am I blanking on her name?
Minnie Driver.
Yeah. Minnie Driver and didn't from Chicago, the Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Hunt.
She directed it, right?
I believe she did. Yeah.
And David Duchovny.
David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer. Yeah, that was a good movie.
It was set in Chicago, right?
It was. Yeah, it was shot here. Yeah, people really. I mean, that's actually, you know, that's considered like one of the best. People really love that movie. It that's the thing. It's like people who like that movie really like it. You know what I mean? Like their love for that movie is undying. 312 area code says, what about Julia Roberts? Pretty Woman, Notting Hill, Runaway Bride. I like Notting Hill. I hate the other two.
My Best Friend's Wedding, would that be a
sure.
rom-com?
Yeah. Yeah. But she's so evil in that movie. She is. Like, her character is incredibly unlikable. Trying to ruin the wedding. Remember Cameron Diaz? She had us fooled for a little while, too. She's good in that movie. So she had, there's something about Mary and that. And then, you know, for some reason, Scorsese put her in Gangs in New York. I don't know what the hell was going on there. God, and those Charlie's Angels movies. Oh, my God. Unwatchable.
Are you excited that your girl's starting in the reboot?
Who?
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart's in, wait a minute. Charlie's Angels?
They're doing a reboot of Charlie's Angels, and she's part of it.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that. I love Kristen Stewart, except in those vampire movies. That's, you know, I think she's terrific. So, all right. Let's take a quick break. We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We're talking about romantic comedies, and they're having a big moment right now, especially with Crazy Rich Asians. Really cleaning up at the box office. So, romantic comedies is the topic. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to jump in for talk or text. We'll come back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. That's one artist, two songs, Paul requesting Arlo Guthrie, City of New Orleans. And we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive on this Tuesday morning. 312-981-7200, talk, text. We're talking about romantic comedies. Which ones are the best? Which ones do you like? And because they're making it, they've made a comeback, especially the new Crazy Rich Asians movie, which is just a phenomenon and making tons of money and has become like this cultural pinpoint right now that people are really digging. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us, and we'll talk more romantic comedies coming up right here. Let's see. Here is Chris on WGN. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I got two for you, Mr. Lucky and The Bounty Hunter.
Remind me, The Bounty Hunter, is that the one with Gerard Butler?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, boy. All right. And then what was the other one? Lucky? Mr. Lucky?
Mr. Lucky, yeah. He has a gambling boat. He gets in trouble with a mob, and he hides in a USO thing during the World War II.
Oh.
And he leaves town, and you think he's never coming back, but at the end of the movie, you know.
Okay. I don't remember. Well, who's in Mr. Lucky?
All I remember is Cary Grant. I don't remember the lady.
Cary Grant. Okay. Well, then it's automatically good if Cary Grant's in it. That's how I feel.
Oh, it's great. So,
all right, Chris. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, see ya. Yeah, that Bounty Hunter movie. You ever see that movie, Esmeralda?
I have not.
Gerard Butler. Jennifer Aniston. Oh, man.
Is that where they're... He's a video game character or something?
No, he's a bounty hunter. And he has to bring her back.
Oh, yeah.
Like throws her in the trunk of the car and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard. I didn't see
it. You were thinking
it.
Of video game. What?
Yeah, I'm thinking of that one where that's not even a rom-com at all.
Well, you're talking about, what is it, 400?
No, it's that one where he's like a person, but video game people...
Is Gerard Butler?
Yeah, but he's like they're real humans.
Uh-oh.
But it's like run by people playing video games.
Gamer?
Yeah.
Oh God!
I don't know why I thought of that.
Gamer?
That's not a rom-com at all.
No, it's not a rom-com. No, it's not. Not at all.
I was like, maybe I'm missing something from that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, rom and com are both missing from that movie. Um, 630 area code says, a good rom-com is Overboard with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. The terrible rom-com was the remake. Yeah, that was really bad. I like Overboard. It's just such a, the plot is just so terrible, though. It's just creepy. You know what I mean? It's like kidnapping. It's like, it's like Kurt Russell kidnaps Goldie Hawn. Brainwashes her into thinking that she's got kids. And doesn't. It's kind of evil when you think about it. But it's a funny movie. And the cast is really great. You know? There's obviously chemistry between Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. But yeah, if you think about that, you don't even have to think about it real hard, though. Because like you just look at the surface of that movie and you look at the plot and you go, oh, man. That is not cool. That is not cool.
But we also learned this last weekend, excellent mini golf.
Ah, yes. There's a fantastic mini golf course in Overboard. Here's AJ on WGN. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I just thought of a couple. What about It Could Happen to You with Nick Cage?
And who was the female in that? Is that Bridget Fonda?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the wedding singer, Adam Sandler, and
that's
Drew Barrymore.
That's one of Adam Sandler's best movies. The Wedding Singer is Adam Sandler, one of Adam Sandler's best movies. That one holds up. I still enjoy that movie.
Totally agree. Can't stand him now. Don't like anything he does now.
No, not even Jack or Jill.
Never saw Jack and Jill.
Oh my God.
Haven't seen an Adam Sandler movie since The Waterboy.
Okay. All right. Thanks, AJ.
Adios.
I'll see ya. Hey, Al Pacino's in Jack and Jill.
I saw that on Silent.
Oh.
In a bar.
That's the best way to watch it.
And it was still frightening.
Yeah. No. It is beyond bad. I mean, and I don't know what the hell Al Pacino's doing in it. I mean,
he doesn't need money, right?
No, of course not. I hope the check cleared, but still. What is he doing? Let's see. 402 area code says, I love those three Meg Ryan rom-coms. I know almost every line of all of them, and I still have AOL. Well, good for you. That makes two of us. 770 area code says, It Happened One Night, Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert. What a great movie. That is a great movie. The hitchhiker thumb scene and the trumpet horns of Jericho at the end of the movie. You know, essentially, you know what's another movie that's like that? You know, it's a rom-com road movie, which I really love. The Sure Thing. That's where that speech comes from at the beginning of my show. Nick, he's your buddy. That's John Cusack has a monologue about my name, Nick. And that's in The Sure Thing, which is very much like It Happened One Night. It's kind of like a ripoff of It Happened One Night. Mark in Salt Lake City says, my 78-year-old mother still has AOL. You're not alone. Okay, good. I'm very happy about that. Sometimes when I give people my email address, they're like, are you kidding me? Really? At AOL? You know who else still has an AOL account? Dan.
Who's that?
Eric Childress.
Ah.
He still is an AOL. All right. How about... let's see, we got Four Weddings and a Funeral. Now, you remember, God, man, Hugh Grant was so popular in the mid-90s, man. Four Weddings and a Funeral, that was a big movie. Andy McDowell was in that one. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. 10 Things I Hate About You. Heath Ledger, fantastic in that movie. Julia, whatever happened to Julia Stiles?
She was in the Bournes.
Oh, right. She just got killed in the last one. they killed her off in the last one, so she won't be. But she was pretty hot for she, because she had that and Save the Last Dance. Remember when Save the Last Dance came out?
Sure.
She was like the next big thing. 10 Things I Hate About You, I think, is a terrific movie. Have you seen it, Dan?
Just bits and pieces of it.
It's Taming of the Shrew. It's essentially Taming of the Shrew. It's right. Like a modern-day telling of Taming of the Shrew. Esmeralda, have you seen 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah.
I really like that movie. I think it's really good. Okay, let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up. If you want to jump in here, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we'll talk more romantic comedies coming up right after the news, which is up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open for your requests. Get them in now, right now. And you can call us at 312-981-7200 and get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, we'll play them. So get them in now. 312-981-7200. And that's Ike in Country Club Hills requesting Kenny Loggins with I'm All Right. And that, of course, is from Caddyshack. So there you go. All right, we've been talking about romantic comedies, and they're very popular as of late, especially, specifically, the Crazy Rich Asians, which is just killing at the box office, and there's been a resurgence in rom-coms right now. And that's what we've been talking about. What are the good ones? What are the bad ones? What are some of your favorites at 312-981-7200? John says Drew Barrymore had a few. 50 First Dates, Never Been Kissed, and The Wedding Singer. I just found 50 First Dates to be depressing. Dan, did you see 50 First Dates?
I did not.
Now, you know the plot, right?
Yes.
She loses her memory all the time. And I found it really, I just found it depressing. Never Been Kissed. I remember seeing that one and thinking it was okay.
Well, it's got your girl in it.
Who?
Molly Shannon.
Oh, that's right. Molly Shannon is in it.
With John Reilly.
That's right. That's right. Let's see. 847 area code says Nancy Meyers movies. It's complicated. Something's got to give, and Baby Boom. Yeah. I liked Baby Boom. Diane Keaton. Harold Ramis. The great Harold Ramis was in Baby Boom. Kurt says it happened one night. I saw it in a college film class 38 years ago, and it's in my TiVo to record whenever it's on TV. Yeah, it happened one night. We've mentioned that one already. 405 area code says Simply Irresistible with Sarah Michelle Gellar and Sean Patrick Flannery. I don't think it did well, but I enjoyed it. I don't remember that one. Dan, you must remember it, right?
She plays a cook, and there's like a cheese magic, and there's like a talking lobster or something.
Oh, God, yeah. It's starting to come back to me now. 847 area code says there's something about Mary, the movie that Roy decided to stop movies and quit. Yeah, Roy, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but that's the movie that made Roy retire. By the way, it's a sad anniversary today. We lost Roy 4 years ago today. Roy passed away 4 years ago today. God bless him. God, I can't believe it's been 4 years. But anyway, he saw there's something about Mary, and when it was over, he's like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Yeah, that's the movie that made Roy retire. 262 area code, Murphy's Romance. Sally Field, James Garner. How about Modern Romance with Albert Brooks, the great Albert Brooks? That is a great movie. That is a great movie and a really, really funny one and a really, really accurate one. it's also a really good movie about making movies. 630 area code says, how about Chasing Amy? That's a great movie. That's my favorite Kevin Smith movie, Chasing Amy. I love that movie. 847 area code says, Juliet Naked is the best movie of the year. Still haven't seen it. I did see Support the Girls.
Oh, how was it?
Terrific. And Regina Hall is amazing in it. It's like one of the best performances of the year. And it's a really wonderful movie. Like, really, really good. And, Eric was right about Haley Lou Richardson as well, because she's just adorable in it. But Regina Hall, man, it's a great performance, like a really, really strong performance. And then 224 area code says, what about While You Were Sleeping? Oh, America's Sweetheart, Sandra Bullock. How many romantic comedies did Sandra Bullock make?
She's in that Ryan Reynolds, where she's the boss. Yeah, that's right.
What about 2 Weeks Notice? Is she in that, or am I nuts?
Oh, yeah. No, she's in that.
She's in that one.
She's in...
what's the one with your with Keanu Reeves? The Lake House?
The Lake... Well, that's not a comedy, but it's...
Oh.
It is. It's a romantic movie.
It's a silly premise.
I love that movie. I do. I love it. It's ridiculous.
Ugh.
What about Practical...
The Net? No.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. I saw a provocative... It was like when Frank Costanza in Seinfeld, he goes, I saw a provocative movie on cable the other night called The Net with that girl from the bus.
Oh, boy.
Forces of Nature with Ben Affleck.
What about Practical Magic? That's another one. Nicole Kidman, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a romantic comedy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was about witches, but...
Yeah, but it had a comedic element, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, Love Potion number 9 Kate Donovan. Yeah.
God, I totally forgot about that movie. Boy, she made a lot of them, right?
Miss Congenialities.
Yeah. Those were bad. Both of those movies were bad.
Two If by Sea with Dennis Leary.
Oh, Leary wrote that movie too, and he's got no excuse. That is a terrible movie. A terrible movie, and Dennis Leary wrote it. Oh, is that a bad movie?
Oh, what's that movie with Ellen DeGeneres?
Mr. Wrong?
Mr. Wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, that's classic. Oh, that's classic. That was before she came out.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I look at it now and I'm like, how did we not?
Do you know who it doesn't make sense. It's Bill Pullman, right?
Yes.
I love Bill Pullman, man. All right. Here's Roger on WGN. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Nick. Hey. You know, while I was sitting there and holding, I thought of a couple more, but hang on. Someone to eat cheese with.
Oh, Jeff Garland.
Jeff Garland. The best is he never wanted to move his car, and he had that great spot off of Waveland by Wrigley Field.
Right.
And Steve Dahl shows up giving out hot dogs in front of Budakis on Damon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, Jeff Garland is great, man. And it's a really sweet movie. Yeah.
It is. But Blended was pretty good. As an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh.
It was cute. Oh,
I had a brutal time watching that one, man.
And would they think That Thing You Do?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's a really terrific movie.
Every time it's on, I watch it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, and the music's great, too.
So, yeah.
All right, Roger, thanks, man.
Take care.
Have a good morning. Yeah, That Thing You Do.
That's a great one.
It's a terrific movie. Tom Hanks needs to direct more, don't you think? What else has he directed? He directed another movie, right? Is that the only one he directed?
I want to say it is.
And it's so good. And you've got Steve Zahn. Who are the other guys in it?
Everett Scott, Thomas Everett Scott.
Right.
And Ethan Embry.
That's right, Ethan Embry's in it too.
He's so cute. He's such a little guy. Like, you just
Have you seen him lately?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I think I have, and I was amazed.
Yeah. No. He's barely...
What has he been in lately?
He was in a couple of horror movies.
Yeah, I think.
And,
He was on a show, wasn't he?
On what show?
I felt like he was on a show, and
like
I didn't recognize him.
Like a TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's completely... I mean, it's just he's all buffed up now. He's all buffed. He's got crazy long hair and a beard.
I'm thinking of that guy from... I'm thinking of the guy from Empire Records who stole the CDs.
Wait, that is Ethan Embry.
No, it's not.
It's not?
He worked at the store. The other kid.
Oh, the kid who stole... Oh, that kid. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of him.
He's been in a bunch of stuff, too.
Looks completely different,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does, too. Yeah, he does. And Empire Records.
Oh, that was such a good movie. Oh, and Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, there's another Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
another Reese Witherspoon.
Would Legally Blonde be
rom-coms? I think so, right?
Because there's a romance. First one?
There's a romance in that, right?
Yeah.
Her and Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson. Hey, didn't Luke Wilson star in a movie with Drew Barrymore? Has that Never Been Kissed?
No, Never Been Kissed is the guy from Alias.
Oh, right.
The French guy. It's French, right?
I think so. She was in a movie with... Drew Barrymore was in a movie, I want to say, with Luke Wilson.
There's all those B movies.
Home Fries. That's it.
There's all those B movies that you would find at the Blockbuster with, you know, all the celebrities.
Yeah.
High end. And they were all rom-coms.
All of them.
Or thrillers. It was either a rom-com or a thriller.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like, there's that one, I think it's, who's the guy from Rushmore?
Jason Schwartzman?
Yeah. He's married or something like that, and he has to get divorced.
What? That's not a Woody Allen movie, because I know he made
it's like one of those, not, you know, those, like, B movies that pays the bills, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Or no, it was, gosh.
Was he bearded?
No, it wasn't him, but the lead girl is, she's got the big boobs. Oh. She was in Austin Powers.
Heather Graham?
Yeah.
It was her and Heather Graham and Jason Schwartzman?
No, oh. I think it was somebody else from that whole.
Oh, okay. Heather Graham. I like me some Heather Graham. How about The Princess Bride?
Would you consider that a rom-com?
I guess there's romance in it, right? I mean, as you wish, right? Doesn't he say that? When he falls down the mountain?
Sure.
As you wish! Yeah. How about Groundhog Day? Bill Murray. That's a romantic comedy. Andy McDowell. And it's a great movie, too. That's one of my favorites, Groundhog Day. My Best Friend's Wedding is listed here again. Evil. She's evil in that movie. So, how about Clueless? Right? That's a romantic comedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got Paul Rudd, right? Her, like, stepbrother, and she makes out with her stepbrother. I always thought that...
Yes. They're stepbrothers.
I know. It's still weird, though. You know who's awesome in that movie? Well, that movie in general is just awesome. But you know who's really awesome? Dan Hedaya, who plays her dad. He is hilarious in that movie. Now, I'm getting confused. Now, the proposal, that's Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are they faking it, right? Like they're pretending that they're engaged or something?
She is Canadian, and she...
Well, so is he.
Right. But in that movie, he's Alaskan. And
oh, okay.
She's going to be... her green card is up, and she's going to be deported to Canada, hence the need for the marriage.
I see. But I don't even remember that one at all, man. I mean, I know I saw it, and I barely remember it.
By the way, that movie I was thinking of is called Committed. It's got Luke Wilson. That's what I was.
Oh, that's what it was. Luke Wilson and Heather Graham.
Yeah. They all kind of look... Luke Wilson, Jason Schwartzman. They all kind of...
Well, they all show up in Wes Anderson movies.
Right. I think that's what it is. They all just kind of interchange.
Exactly. They're all in Wes Anderson's movies.
Actually, kind of Mark Ruffalo is in this. Casey Affleck.
Ruffalo is in it?
Yeah, it's like one of those weird... I'm telling you, you'd find it at the Blockbuster, and you'd be like, what? Heather Graham has a movie.
Wow. All right. Hey, we got a break here, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk more of romantic comedies. 312-981-7200. Also, phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Get your Two for Tuesday requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it's Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. Get them in now. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. And it's one artist, two songs. Get them in at 312-981-7200. Ike and Country Club Hills, Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone, and Ike is very excited for Top Gun 2. I'm glad somebody is. Because I'm not. Ugh. So, we're talking romantic comedies. I consider Top Gun a comedy.
What about romantic?
It's romantic. He and Kelly McGillis. They're all romantic in it. It's got Take My Breath Away in it. Come on, that's romantic. Ay, ay, ay. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us. We are talking romantic comedies. And how about this one, About a Boy?
Oh.
Love that movie.
That's a sweet movie.
And Hugh Grant and a young Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
He was only 12 when they made that movie.
What about 9 months?
Oh, my God, I hate that movie.
Really?
Oh, my God, do I hate that movie. You see, here's the one thing that I remember about it. Don't they beat up Barney?
Yes.
Or like a Barney knockoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like a toy store. They're in a toy store and they beat the hell out of Barney. It's him and Jim Belushi, right? No, is it Jim Belushi? Who's it? No, it's what's his face? He was married to Roseanne Barr. Right?
Really?
Tom Arnold.
Tom
Arnold. I think Tom Arnold's in that movie.
Oof.
I'm almost positive.
Well, Hugh Grant, he's the king of all those.
Oh, yeah.
Or was.
And Julianne Moore, what did she use? Lose a bet? She's, what the hell is she doing in that movie? Chris Columbus directed that movie.
Whoa, for some reason, Jeff Goldblum is in it?
Goldblum is in it?
Robin Williams? Yeah, it's Tom Arnold, by the way.
It is Tom Arnold.
Yeah. What about Jude Law? I saw some movie with him on...
A romantic comedy?
Yeah, I saw it on... what's that free channel with the movies? Next? Or
This?
This? Yeah, this.
Uh-huh.
It was called Music from Another Room.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah, that's his... It was comedy, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty...
Classic.
It's very romantic comedy. Yeah.
Jude Law, man. I like Jude Law.
He's in that other one, The Holiday.
Oh, everybody's in that. That's one of those all-star movies.
So, what's Jack Black is in it.
Jack Black's
like,
in it.
What?
And it's Cameron Diaz, right?
Uh-huh.
They
switch houses?
Right. I forget who the other female lead is.
Kate Winslet.
Of course it's Kate Winslet. Of course. Why?
And she falls in love with Jack Black.
Which is
uh-huh.
fantastic casting. Very believable.
Yeah.
That Kate Winslet would fall in love with Jack
Black.
They're
real good-looking people.
Yeah.
Jude Law and Cameron Diaz and then poor Kate Winslet.
Yeah, Kate Winslet got Jack Black. let's see, here's Bill on WGN. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Harrison Ford in 7 Days and Seven Nights.
Oh, yeah.
And
Hache.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the pilot.
Yeah, they crashed, their plane crashed, they're on an island together.
Right, and they kind of fell in love after a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a good one.
Okay.
The other one, when you were talking about Tom Cruise, what was that one? Show Me the Money.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
That's a great movie.
Another one.
That's a great movie. I love that movie. Yeah. All right, Bill, thanks.
Okay, Nick.
Speaking of Harrison Ford, what about... Working Girl.
Sabrina.
Oh, God, Sabrina. Oh, no. No.
With Greg Kinnear.
Kinnear's in it. Who's the female lead in that? Who plays Sabrina?
She's French or something.
Is it Juliette Binoche? No.
That sounds about right. She kind of looks like...
You can't remake that movie. I mean,
well, they did.
I know, but it's just not good.
Julia Ormond.
Oh, Julia Ormond.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you know, Audrey Hepburn's shoes aren't too big to fill. And Humphrey Bogart. That's it. The original's a good movie, man. Billy Wilder. 262 area code says, I have AOL too, and Love Actually is good.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Everyone loves that movie.
Christmas movie, yeah. People watch it at Christmas all the time. Dan, you watch it at Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, my wife does.
And that one's got a lot of...
That's a ton of people.
Yeah.
Ton of people in that movie.
Ton that weren't famous at the time, right?
No. Most of them were. Like, Alan Rickman is in it. You know what movie is a wonderful romantic comedy with Alan Rickman? Oh, man. Why am I blanking on the name of it? He played a ghost... And he's keeping an eye out on his wife or his girlfriend.
Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Oh, such a good movie. Have you ever seen that one, Esmeralda? Truly,
no.
Madly, Deeply? Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And Rickman is amazing in it. It's such
a good
movie.
Oh, he looks so young.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Alan Rickman. God, he was the best. Here's Paula on WGN. Hi, Paula.
Hi. I'm going to go back in time to start for a second. We've got The Thin Man for the, you know, the people who like the adventure romantic comedies. And the greatest of all time for adventure romantic is African Queen.
African Queen is a great movie, yes.
I mean, no one can top that.
No.
But then I loved Honeymoon in Vegas, which was so good.
Oh, Honeymoon in Vegas is great. That is a really, really great movie.
Yeah, and you mentioned Alan Rickman in that, and please give props to his wife, Juliet Stevenson, who's a great actress.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, so you've got a great, these are great movies, and you're making me want to go out and rent.
Okay, Paula, have a good one.
Yeah.
See you, bye.
You know what's really awful?
Mm.
All those day movies, the Mother's Day, Valentine's Day.
Oh, God, terrible. Gary Marshall made all those movies. They're all terrible.
And they have so many people in them. Somebody's, you know, like high end. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but it's, you know, that was like three of those things.
There's
right?
a lot of them. I think they're coming out with more.
Gary Marshall passed away, so he won't be, continuing that tradition. But he directed all of those, and yeah, I mean, they had like 8 million people in them, and they're all terrible. they're just awful. 773 area code Blast from the Past. You remember that one?
Oh yeah, that was cute.
Brendan Fraser,
yeah, and
Alicia Silverstone,
yeah,
and that's like, isn't he in the bomb shelter, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's Walken's his dad.
Right. Walken plays his dad. Yeah.
Oh, there's also. Oh no, I lost it.
What?
No, I can't remember.
How about 815 area code says Only the Lonely, with John Candy.
Oh, the one with Alicia Silverstone, she kidnaps herself. And it's been
excess baggage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one in a long time. Only the Lonely with John Candy. Who's the female lead in that? Is that Ally Sheedy?
Yeah.
John Hughes. And 224 area code says Moonstruck. Love the kitchen scene at the end. Moonstruck is a great movie. Great movie. All right. All right, we got to take a break here. We got the news, and then after the news, we'll continue. And we are going to talk about these fines that you can get when you're doing something wrong in different states. That's all coming up, but news is up next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. It's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs. Get them in now. Text and phone lines are open at 312-981-7200. That's Tom and Steger with Phyllis Hyman and Old Friend. So, how's it going? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about romantic comedies, and which ones do we really like, and what are some of the sillier ones? We've been going through some of these movies that Esmeralda says that you would find at the Blockbuster and go, what?
We always have like A-list celebrities in it.
Yeah,
just wondering, like, how much did you get paid?
Yeah, then there's a lot of them too. All right, let's see. How about Roman Holiday?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's a great movie. Audrey Hepburn. Tremendous movie. 16 Candles, which is not good. It's a deeply offensive movie. The fact that any of that Long Duck Dong stuff exists now. It's just, I can't even play. Whenever that thing is on cable and I watch like 10 minutes of it, every time I see, you know, it's just incredibly offensive. And it's also kind of a rapey movie.
It's like
You know, I mean, it's like, oh, look, it's some date rape. That'll be funny. My God. Yeah, that's a pretty despicable movie. Despite the fact that I love Molly Ringwald and I think she's lovely in it. And I think Anthony Michael Hall is funny in it. It's just there's just way too much offensive stuff in that movie. I mean, the fact that they even got away with it, I guess in 1984 times were different. You can get away with that kind of stuff.
Apparently, in one of the new Netflix romantic comedies that's really popular, like the girl talk, he's a huge fan of those films, but there's a long discussion about how offensive that film is,
yeah,
and the struggle she has with loving the romance part of it but hating that part of it.
And it's and this is in one of the new Netflix films,
right?
Does it take place now? Is it modern times? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, there's unforgivable stuff in that movie. I mean, it just, you can't. So here's Thomas on WGN. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I have two for you.
All right.
Both are kind of old. First one is My Man Godfrey.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
And the second, The Apartment.
Is which one?
The Apartment.
Oh, The Apartment. Yeah, that's a wonderful movie, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's also a really heartbreaking movie. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's really sad. But it's great.
Yeah, suicide and everything.
Yeah, it is.
Suicide attempts and everything.
It is. All right, Thomas, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right. Esmeralda, have you ever seen The Apartment?
I haven't.
It's such a good movie. Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine. Another Billy Wilder movie. Herb from Maryland sent in a text, and you can do that, too, at 312-981-7200. How about Roxanne? Oh, yeah, with Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah. That's a great movie. That is a great Cyrano de Bergerac. That is a great movie.
What about your Madonna movie with...
Desperately Seeking Susan?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that movie, too.
And that other one where she's got the Jaguar. Or what is it, a Puma?
What? Oh, God, who's that girl? Oh, that's a terrible movie. That is such a terrible movie. I like the song. I can't stand the movie. God. Man, you remember who the male lead was in that movie?
No, I can picture him, but I have no clue who he is.
Griffin Dunn. He was in After Hours. He's the lead in After Hours. Did you see American Werewolf in London?
Yes.
He's the guy who gets ripped apart on the moors and comes back as a zombie.
Oh, okay. Really?
That's him.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's him. Mary from Roselle says, what's up, Doc? With Barbara and Ryan. I just saw it on TMC. Yeah, What's Up, Doc? Is a great movie. 563 area code. Would Can't Hardly Wait be a rom-com? Yeah. Speaking of Ethan Embry. I really like that movie. 630 area code says, Say Anything with John Cusack. That's a terrific movie. 847 area code says, 27 Dresses.
Ugh.
And Crazy Stupid Love. I love Crazy Stupid Love. I love that movie. That's the first time Ryan Reynolds and Emma Stone.
Gosling,
right. Sorry, I've got my Ryans mixed up. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. That was their first time together. That is a terrific movie. 608 area code says Family Man with Nicolas Cage. 815 area code, have you mentioned What Women Want? I was an extra in that movie. It was filmed at the Marshall Fields downtown. It's a terrible movie.
How terrible is the remake going to be?
Oh, my God. What Men Want?
Just like, no.
Who's the lead in that?
It's Tahari.
Oh, it is, right.
She makes me so sad.
What do you mean?
Because she's always making these. She made that Proud Mary movie. It was awful.
Terrible.
So mad.
Terrible.
I went to see it because I was like, ooh, it's going to be good.
Well, she's awesome.
She's going to kick butt.
No, it was
but
terrible.
No.
She's also in, she was in the last Tyler Perry movie, which was, what do we
She's probably in the new one, too.
She's probably, yeah.
Acrimony?
Acrimony, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. I like her, too. Man.
I love her.
Yeah.
It makes me so sad.
Megan says, I'm 29 and I still use AOL. I've had it since 2002 as a kid, and I refuse to get rid of it. It filters spam more than Gmail, and it is so easy to delete emails, so you're not alone. By the way, Roman Holiday is a great film with screen legends. Yes, it is. You know what? I'm looking at this. I got some more here titles, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to America, they say, is a romantic.
I'm curious, what is the definition of a romantic comedy?
I guess if it's funny and there's romance in it, I guess.
Because I guess you can't... There's so many movies now that are... It's that plus this and that.
Yeah. Well, I guess Coming to America is a romantic comedy.
I mean, yeah, there's a whole I mean, that's how it ends. I mean, that's what he's doing. He's looking for a mate.
That's right. I'll tell you what, though, you know, Dan, I know you know this, but somebody on YouTube put all the barbershop scenes and edited them together.
Fantastic.
So it's just one super, like, one super cut of all of the, no pun intended. Oh, man. Uh-oh. Hold it a minute now. But, yeah, I mean, it's all of the barbershop, because that's the best stuff in the movie, as far as I'm concerned. It's the funniest stuff in the movie. That, and of course, Sexual Chocolate, which is like one of the greatest. That is one of the funniest things ever. When he drops that mic, this is hilarious. That boy is good. Yeah, good and terrible.
What about Boomerang?
I love Boomerang.
That would be a...
That's a romantic comedy. Yeah. Oh, I adore that movie. That's one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies, Boomerang. And like six people saw it. And also featured on the soundtrack, I'd Die Without You, PM Dawn. Yeah, that was a good movie. That was a funny movie. Boomerang. Chris Rock. Man, first the Beastie... first the... what was it? The Fat Boys break up, now this. I also love that John Witherspoon, by the way, plays David Alan Grier's dad in that movie. And they come over... And he's got the mushroom jacket with the mushroom belt. You got to coordinate. You got to coordinate. And then he and his mom go into the bathroom and have sex. And then David Alan Grier, it's like, oh, man. Man, that's it. David Alan Grier. Martin Lawrence is in that movie. Chris Rock. Halle Berry. Robin Givens.
Everybody.
That's a good movie, man. Yeah. That's a good movie. It's one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies.
Grace Jones.
Oh, that's right. Strange. Strange. So that's a good one. How about Amelie?
Oh, that's... Oof.
What?
It's such a cute movie.
It is. It is. And I like Spoons.
I like all those movies.
Which ones?
They're kind of set with that French quirkiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a couple.
Yeah, that one's really kind of up there.
Yeah, that was like the one that set it all up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic. And then we'll wrap up the discussion about romantic comedies and then jump into some fines that you can get in certain states. And we'll discuss that a little bit. But let's take a break now for weather and for traffic. And Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. Thomas Steger. Phyllis Hyman, Meet Me on the Moon is the name of that tune. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We've been talking about romantic comedies. And some of the good ones, some of the more memorable ones. Some of the ones that we have even forgotten. Like, for instance, Serendipity. You remember Serendipity? Dan, with John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale?
I did not see it, but I remember hearing about it.
Yeah. Not good. Shakespeare in Love. Gwyneth Paltrow. She's been in a few, right? Has she been in a few romantic comedies?
Yeah, probably.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Joseph Fiennes. People are still freak out about the fact that won Best Picture over Saving Private Ryan. People were just not happy when Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan that year. How about My Big Fat Greek Wedding? That movie was massively popular.
Sure.
And they did a second one, right? My Big Fat Greek Wedding Part 2.
I believe so.
What even happened in that one?
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
Because they didn't have another wedding.
I don't even remember.
I think they had a kid, but she's still like a kid.
Okay.
So
you are correct.
They had so they were married at this point?
Yes. The family secret brings the beloved characters back together for an even bigger and Greeker wedding.
For who?
For the daughter, I believe.
Oh.
Oh, her kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, what about Mamma Mia?
Oh, God. Mamma Mia. Grease. How about that? What is this movie? Stuck in Love with Greg Kinnear, Jennifer Connelly, Nat Wolff, and Lily Collins. What is that?
I'm telling you, it's probably one of them B movies.
2012 it came out. This family-driven comedy proves that every ending is also a beginning. While parents Bill and Erica, played by Greg Kinnear and Jennifer Connelly, navigate romance post-divorce, their children, Rusty and Sam, have to learn the ropes on their own. I have no memory of that at all.
2012, according to this.
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly's in it? How would I not have seen that?
It's probably a straight-to-DVD.
Oh, my God.
Telling you.
It looks like it was released in Israel.
It was released in Israel.
Were you in Israel at the time?
I was not. But Neil Simon. Goodbye Girl. Richard Dreyfuss, Marsha Mason. How about It Seems Like Old Times? Chevy Chase, Goldie Hawn, Charles Grodin. Neil Simon wrote that one, too. Pillow Talk with Doris Day and Rock Hudson. They made some classic movies. 13 Going on 30. No. With Jennifer Garner.
What was wrong with that?
Come on now. Speaking of Jennifer Garner, have you seen
big?
Have you seen the commercials for this new movie that she's coming?
Peppermint.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's like it's Death Wish. It's like Death Wish with her. Family gets killed. She goes nuts and just starts killing racial stereotypes for the rest of the movie. But it's from the director of Taken, so I don't, you know, straight up Tooken, starring Liam Neeson's.
Callers and texters are letting us know the Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 was about the grandparents' wedding. They found out the marriage was not real.
And so
they had to...
Wait a minute. So they were not actually married?
Living in sin.
Nia Vardalos' parents were not married, mm-hmm. So they had to get hitched.
Mm-hmm. So that was Michael Constantine. Was the father, right? And then was it Andrea... what's her name from SCTV? Andrea Martin?
I think that was her aunt, wasn't it?
I just know there's Windex. They had a lot of Windex in the movie. That's the only thing I remember about my Big Fat Greek Wedding is the Windex. Here's a classic one, Singing in the Rain. A beautiful movie, that is. One of the best musicals of all time. Silver Linings Playbook is listed here.
I could see that as a rom-com.
Yeah, it's a great movie, too. It's a very weird movie, too. But, I mean, that's David O. Russell. David O. Russell makes strange movies. Yeah. What does she call it in American Hustle? What does she call the micro... What does Jennifer Lawrence call the microwave in American Hustle again?
Future space.
Science oven.
There you go. She's great in that movie, man. Everybody's great in that movie. The science oven. All right. How to Marry a Millionaire with Lauren Bacall, Cameron Mitchell, Marilyn Monroe, Betty Grable. So... They have Girls Trip listed here from last year. Is that a romantic comedy?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
There's very little romance. Not enough, I would say.
To call it a romantic comedy. Let's see. We've got Breakfast at Tiffany's, which, again, if you want to talk about incredible racial stereotypes. Mickey Rooney's performance in that movie is just ridiculous. Pretty in Pink, which is, you know, the follow-up to 16 Candles, then the prequel to Some Kind of Wonderful. Pretty in Pink, the reason why John Hughes he wrote it, but he didn't direct it. Howard Deutsch directed it. But the reason why they did Some Kind of Wonderful was because they wanted to satisfy all the people who were angry about the fact that Ducky didn't get the girl. So they did the role reversal in Some Kind of Wonderful. So instead of the main character is a guy played by Eric Stoltz, who's in love with Leah Thompson, but his best friend is the quirky drummer Watts, played by Mary Stuart Masterson. And so at the end, he ends up with the quirky girl, Watts, because at the end of Pretty in Pink, people were mad because Molly Ringwald went with Andrew McCarthy and not Ducky.
Wow.
So John Hughes was like, I'm going to make a movie for the nerds so that the nerd wins at the end.
Yeah, but these are barely nerds.
Ducky?
No, the two women in the movie. In Some Kind of Wonderful.
Oh, in Some Kind of Wonderful. Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, she's the unusual one. She dresses weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not the same. I feel like Ducky had, personality issues, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean,
he was like a straight-up nerd.
He was a straight-up nerd, and he was completely obsessed with Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Like, and made it blatantly clear. Whereas Watts kept it under check. She clearly liked Eric Stoltz, you know? But she kind of kept it, Mary Stuart Masterson kind of kept it under check. She was clearly upset, you know, and also had to, be the limo driver for their date. So, yeah, that's a romantic comedy, right? Some Kind of Wonderful? So, it's weird because I've seen that movie way too many times. Because my ex-wife, it's her favorite movie, and she knows, and I'm not exaggerating, she knows every single line of dialogue to that movie. Like, every beat. We would put it on, and then I would just, watch her. Because she would speak along with the movie and get every inflection, every beat, every line. I mean, I don't know how many times she's seen it.
She ever dress up like
no
with characters?
No, she didn't.
We would just sit for Halloween or whatever.
We would just sit on the couch, and every once in a while she'd be like, "Let's watch Some Kind of Wonderful," and I'm like, "All right, this will be entertaining for me." All right, we're gonna take a break, and then the news is up next.